Rick Scott, Audit Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC. By Wendell Hasebo on November 16, 2022. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, said Wednesday the Senate Leadership Fund should be audited. Following the Super PAC's decision to redirect money from GOP Senate candidates in Arizona and New Hampshire to McConnell's ally in Alaska. Scott also welcomed an audit of the NRSC after Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Tom Tillis, RNC, suggested the committee should be scrutinized in a Tuesday meeting with the GOP conference. The NRSC has done an annual independent audit every year since at least 2014. Scott wrote in a statement, adding the committee was poorly run under Senator Todd Young, RN, who has been the McConnell ally. When I took over, I immediately became aware that hundreds of thousands of dollars in unauthorized and improper bonuses were paid to outgoing staff after the majority was lost in 2020, Scott continued. When that's your starting point, you work really hard to make sure there are transparent processes, and we are more than happy to sit down with any member of the caucus to walk them through our spending. We hope SLF and One Nation do the same, Scott added about the Mitch McConnell-backed Super PAC. The fund does conduct an annual audit of its funds, according to the PAC. Throughout the 2022 cycle, NRSC raised $234.6 million, FEC reports show. The committee spent $235.3 million since the beginning of 2021. The feud between Scott and McConnell comes as Scott has challenged McConnell for GOP Senate leader. The vote is expected to be held Wednesday afternoon by a secret ballot and behind closed doors. Scott needs to win a simple majority of GOP senators. If McConnell is re-elected, he will likely become the longest-serving Senate party leader in history. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.